Empowering humanity, supporting unity.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Paz Mesa Playhouse. We have been super excited about launching this podcast. I'm Janie, the mindfulness coach.
And I'm Angel Santiago, also known as Life Coach Angel.
Yes. And the Playhouse is a safe place where you come to play and slay and lay the truth down for thyself. And we believe truth is the real understanding to harmony, T-R-U-T-H. Harmony is being in harmony with the truest essence of who you were designed and meant to be while you are breathing in this very sophisticated flesh recording mechanism, which is a whole nother subject in itself. It's about peace, people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's about creating a pulse, literally a pulse, like a heartbeat, because we all have a drum and he's a drummer, and I'm gonna hand this off to him in just a second. But the most important drum, the most badass drum that exists on this planet is the one that is inside of our chest, L-O-V-E, pumping through our veins right now. And we have been dismembered and disembodied from our organic essence, which is that of L-O-V-E, because L-O-V-E is about cooperation and collaboration and connection and intimacy and friendship. And one of our master teachers happens to be, I like to say, Yeshua, Yahweh, also known as J-E-S-U-S. He happened to live in a very unique way that, not unique, interesting and empowering, that was so virtuous and righteous, it just so happened to fuel the blood, the cells that live inside, feel our thoughts. Yeah, yeah. Our thoughts do not escape our body. And so we realize our well-being is being impacted by how we're being. Mm-hmm. And we want to know how to be peaceful beings. Okay? And so we learned a lot of shit over the last few years in very uncomfortable ways through life, hard knocks, lessons, as well as us getting very curious about a lot of different subject matter and all the dots connected. And it showed us the macro, micro aspect of existence.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, you know, there's a duality to ourselves, right? So a lot of people say, oh, I'm just a human being, or I'm just a spiritual being. But the truth is that the true power comes from the harmonization of those two, where the two meet, where the spirit meets body. That's where the true power comes from, not one or the other, right? And that's usually where?
X marks the spot, baby. This is the cross.
So in this podcast, we're going to get into a lot of different topics regarding how do we do that? How do we get in touch with that frequency, that essence of who you really are, what Jesus came to teach us, and how to access God within ourselves, and how to be in relationship with God, right? So we're going to touch on all of that. And so, but today specifically, we're talking about what is peace, right? Yes. But you have a quote that you want to read to us first,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
To kind of set the tone.
Yes. I'm going to set, well, we've already set the tone,
yeah.
Right? The tone has been set. We're going to just take it up a notch. But really quick, Paz Mesa. Paz means peace in Spanish, and mesa in Greek is within or inside, but it also means table. We have a little table mm-hmm. here, see? We invite you to our peace table. What are you bringing to the table? Are you bringing peace or chaos? So even though we did mention our master teacher, or one of them is mm-hmm. Yeshua, because we have many and we respect all ideologies of what the creator of creation is to you, but we happen to have this idea that at its core, primordial, whatever it is, we're all an extension of it. Mother Nature deserves respect. I deserve to give myself respect, and I deserve to give other people respect. And that's what we're here. Peace really is about having self-dignity and self-respect. And it's about loving and caring for yourself. Mm-hmm. So peace, we have like an acronym. for this. And these words are sort of the things that I would say create the
Before you give the acronym,
okay,
yeah. Let's kind of like get into it then, right?
Okay, cool.
So there's a misunderstanding that I think that most people don't understand is that, for example, people that meditate, right? Meditation is one of the best ways that you can get tap into the peace within, right? But a lot of people think that in order to be at peace, you need to be in a peaceful environment, like quiet, peaceful, and then I'll be at peace.
Right.
And that's not the peace that we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about the peace that's within you, that regardless of the chaos going on around you, that you're still connected to, that you're still tapped into. So that's one of the biggest misconceptions, that people are looking for external peace.
Yes.
And it's not external. It's internal, and therefore you'll have external peace.
Yes. So. In, out, as above, so below,
as within,
inside,
so without,
so without, mm-hmm. on the out, in the in. The quote, he was talking about scripture, and then I kind of went, and so now I remember. That's where we were going to go with this. That it was going to mm-hmm. help kind of like set, take us to the next little area that mm-hmm. we'll like get in a discussion about. So I was kind of talking about we respect all things, but I mean all ideas of what God is to you. But this is a quote that Yeshua said, I believe it was in the Gospel of Thomas, and he was talking about the peace within, right? Paz Mesa, the inside. He says, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. And one of my favorite quotes, philosophical quotes, Plato or Socrates, know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
He was they really understood in order to achieve a liberation and peace while having an existence here, it's to know thyself and to know all of thyself. And that's something that you've been, mm-hmm. you started, like, what year did you start to ask, like, the big existential questions, like, did it start for you with who am I, or what is life? Like, what? Where did it start for you?
I would say it was probably started in 2011. And then it was more of like, yeah, because of my life circumstances. It
yes.
was like trying to figure out, like, how did I get here?
Mm.
Like, how did I get to this point in my life? And how do I deal with it?
It's,
right?
Yes.
But then it became about like, okay, well, what am I? Who am I? You know, you know, what am I here for?
Yeah.
You know,
like, yeah. And then you started connecting dots. Like, mm-hmm. did you start reflecting on your life and start looking for patterns?
Right.
And
but I started going within first.
Yeah. And then started looking out. That's really cool. And I think that's the other part of peace is there's a lot of the there's a lot of spiritual teachers and just people that are in religion and stuff mm-hmm. that may look at not wanting to look at the shadow or the darker side of, like, our parts, we'll say,
mm-hmm.
Which for me is like our fears and our traumas and our judgments. And it's all about, like, peace, love, and light. And I mean, I'm all about that too, for sure. But I had gotten sort of stuck in this idea that was really all I needed to focus on. And if anything uncomfortable or yucky came up or I thought something, it was like I was supposed to shut that down
right.
and just kind of like, there was a bypassing that was taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So real liberation comes with integration. And I don't know if there's anything you want to touch on that in terms of like the shadow self.
Yeah, I mean, even if you think about it, like, I love superhero shows, right? And in the show Smallville, where it's like where Superman comes to Earth. Like,
Yeah.
So it's when he lands on Earth until right before he becomes Superman from the movies.
Yeah,
so
I remember.
So it's like all his life growing up, right?
Yeah, the younger
years. And the last season before he becomes Superman, that whole season was all about him having to face his shadow. Mm. They told him, until you don't face who you could be at your worst, like until you don't face who you are in the darkness, you're never going to be the hero that the world needs you to be.
Exactly.
Because then you'll never know how your power can be used in the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how it can be used for, like, to destroy.
Right. That's why I love Star Wars.
Right.
Because there's so many movies that play this metaphor out. And even Darth Vader was originally a Jedi working with Yoda and them. And then, if I'm not mistaken, he ends up getting his heart broken. The love of his life dies. Something happens. And I think that's the start of his like becoming bitter and jaded
and then also, becoming Darth Vader. He also didn't have the patience because he wanted the power like now. You know, like now. And that's the other thing. Like this journey takes patience. And if you're not being willing to be with the process, you're gonna get impatient.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna lose it.
Yes. You know? And that's funny that you say patience because I was kind of jumping the gun about
the acronym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And patience is one of them. And we're gonna be diving deeply into all of these words, you know, because we love wordplay and we love etymology. But more importantly, it's like, how do we actually put these words in, like embody them in practical ways in our day-to-day life? If we are conditioned to be the opposite of patient, what can you do daily to help you expand your patience? Because you can't expect to have peace if you're not doing anything to help with your patience. E-P-E-A-C-E. So equanimity is another word.
For balance.
Yes, yes. And then compassion.
Yep, compassion and equality.
Equality. I feel like I'm missing something. A, P-E-A, before the C, is acceptance. And that's a big one. Acceptance, I mean, that's like seven layers in which we have to understand the word acceptance. And the more you do, because right away I think of what's the opposite is resistance, and that which you resist persists. I don't know whoever came up with that clever badass saying, but wherever it started, it's absolutely true. Just like when it's like, oh, I want to try to go to sleep, you know, and the more you try to go to sleep, the less usually you're able to go to sleep.
Well, you can, so, because sleep requires peace.
Exactly. And as long as you're trying, then you're working. So really, instead of saying I'm trying to get to sleep, you could say, I am relaxing and resting my mind and my body by doing this so that it can sleep and get the deepest sleep and rest as I lay my head on the pillow.
The other thing is, like, when you think about, you were mentioning darkness and having to face our darkness, right? Yeah. We got to stop looking at darkness as if it was a bad thing. Dark and light, they're just perspectives of who you are. It's just like looking at yourself from a different angle. Like anytime that you react to something, or anytime you get upset, or anytime you lose your temper, anytime you lose your patience, anytime you're not compassionate, anytime you don't accept, like, it's just opportunities to get to know yourself. And a lot of times we don't want to be in this quote unquote negative situations, right?
Right. But we cringe and we want to run from it. We only want
the good ones.
Yeah.
But in reality, they're just perspectives. It's another opportunity where you get to know yourself. And if you're only knowing yourself from half of the spectrum,
right,
then you're not really getting to know the whole self.
Yeah. And you know what the reward is, which is super awesome, is when you accept and allow the space and the room for yourself to be the witness of all of you, right? Like all of the dark, the lighter side and the joyful side and the bright times and the good times, they amplify in joy and exuberance and your ability to be able to, it's like your highs are even higher when you're willing to go and look at what the low stuff, like when you go into the low space or when life throws you a curveball. That's usually when people go very quickly into woe is me, which is understandable.
Right.
Totally understandable, because some shit is pretty scary. If you show up to your house and it is burnt down, okay, we're not like, oh, love and light, like, you know, like, oh, this was meant to be. It is meant to be.
But it still sucks.
But it still sucks.
And it's like, damn it, man. Like, it's okay to be upset about it.
Yes.
Just don't stay there.
Right. And that's the other part of peace. That's why I love mindfulness so much. This show is on Rise Above TV, where we are empowering humanity, supporting unity, and it is about the mindfulness movement. It's about the Paz Mesa movement. It's about the peace movement. And we are here to support and encourage others to understand this word and how to experience it more by allowing ourselves to see and feel heavy duty stuff. But how do we process it? And then as long as we're not projecting it, because then we use that sometimes as an excuse to just be like a really, like an asshole to everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, I'm going through this. And it's like, yeah, well, you were not taught when you were little. You were not taught boundaries.
Well, how to self-regulate.
You weren't taught how to self-regulate. You were not taught that, hey, when your body's feeling this, this is really what's going on. And well, you can breathe to help yourself.
And here's the other thing. Like, you know, people would ask me, like, what do you attribute where you are today in your life?
Where or
what
who?
To what do you attribute where you are today in your life?
Okay.
And for me, I would say it was meditation. Like going within, being in stillness, being in silence, not reacting to, because think about it, like everything that we run away from, every bad habit, every vice that we have, whether that's working out, because even working out could be an addictive thing.
Yes.
It could be an escape.
Happened to me in my early 20s.
Those things could be escapes. It's not just like gambling or drugs or alcohol or sex. Like,
yeah, it's like shopping. It's like food. Another one.
Those are all things that are actually good for you. Like, you know, like
working out can actually
be an escape. So if we're doing anything to avoid feeling, right, we got to be careful with that. And so anytime that you can sit with yourself and not react and not run away and not get scared and actually be still and stay put. That's it. Because then guess what? In your day to day, when things come at you, when those things come again and you're trying to, you won't run away.
Yes.
You'll face it.
Yes.
And you can be put, you can stay put, you can actually breathe. You can give yourself some time. You can give yourself like a head start.
Mm-hmm.
And you can now start responding versus reacting, like automatically reacting to life. That's not living.
No.
You know, so it takes something very drastic to break the pattern. Like meditation, you have to break your thought patterns,
mm-hmm.
and change the frequency of your thoughts. Not only that, but you'll become more productive.
Yeah, because, okay, so these are some more of the rewards. When you are taking care of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, that's another part of peace, is like understanding what balance means. People think balance needs to be this perfect, like work and play and everything. No, it's like you have to understand that screen time and green time, getting time in nature, and then how much you spend on the screen. If you're getting very little the other, that actually causes like oxidative stress in the body. So if you start getting curious about your mind and your body, physiology, psychology, and just learn some basics, which are things that Angel and I touch on when we work with our clients and with ourselves and with our friends. How do you learn? How can you become the chemist of your blood? The way you become the chemist of your blood is being able to understand emotions, know how to process them. Did you know that an emotion takes about 90 seconds for it to run? Do its dizzle through your body. And if you understand how to hold space for it properly, you can like accept, allow, and release, or we work ourselves up. We jump on it and then we use it as an opportunity to work ourselves up. So being able to be mindful of these types of things and make wise choices will give you the ability to have more energy. So vitality leads to more creativity, more productivity. Your intuitive voice comes in more clearly. Your instincts are sharper.
Well, think about it. You're shutting the monkey mind.
Yes.
The reactive mind, you're shutting that down some so that you can actually, I always call it like the little angel and the little devil in the shoulders.
That's what I say too all the time. Like, it's the perfect.
The voice of God is whispering at you, where the little devil is like yelling. It's very loud. Like this one right here, like it's very loud.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you hear the voice of God? Well, you quiet this one down so that the voice of God can be much, much louder.
Right.
And then now you're being guided by
your heart. This right. is like the heart brain. And then you got your, we talked about this, like the belly brain is instinct, heart brain is your intuition, and this brain is where data is coming through here. And then you have the head brain, and intellect and intuition and instinct, they all have their purpose. Mm-hmm. And when you start to understand them and how they speak to you from inside. And they have inside, to work together. Yes. And then you get them in sync. And that's part of that whole like harmonizing mm-hmm. yourself and mm-hmm. tuning yourself. You're literally like an instrument. So when you start to, you know, just like a car, there's like, you need water, you need oil. There's certain things that you need to do. Rotate the tires. Like, people take better care of their car out of necessity because their car is going to break down. And then it's going to need repairs. It's no different mm-hmm. than the body, people.
Well, and there's those that take care of the outside of their cars.
Right.
not yeah. the inside of their cars.
Yeah, it's
you
know? True. Exactly.
They don't take it to get oil changes. They right. don't like... They're only taking care of like the way the outside looks. They yeah. shine it up.
Yeah, it looks all pretty.
It looks really pretty.
And then it overheats,
right? It's falling apart, you know, like in the inside.
And the thing is that I love about the little angel and the devil too. So I geek out on the body, but our nervous system, when you learn how your nervous system works and you realize you're either in fight, flight, or freeze, right? You're worrying, you're stressed, you're agitated, you're complaining. All this stuff puts your nervous system in fight, flight, or freeze, which creates inflammation. So the devil and the angel is actually the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system. You're either at peace, at rest, you're chill, all is well, heaven, or you're in hell. And what happened is so many of us grew up in an mm-hmm. unsafe place, mm-hmm. which really shapes your nervous system. And then its default gets stuck in pain and suffering. Mm-hmm. And then it's looking for its fix to get agitated, but it already is agitated. So your default and your baseline for what you think is rest, it's really not. That's why somatic healing, like people, if you're gonna get therapy of any kind, then do yourself a favor and go through some type of movement mm-hmm. or body therapy of sorts. Because I know that you've done all different mm-hmm. kinds of that. So you were realizing through your own experience that just talk therapy wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It needed to be mind, body,
it's
spirit.
It's a multi...
Layered.
Yeah. And like many, many modalities. It requires many modalities.
Yeah. And I think the more that you get curious about this stuff, and that's one of the reasons why we want to do a show like this, so we can share what we've learned and then maybe just share like books or videos mm-hmm. and things that make us feel at peace, you know, because you can't escape pain, but you do get to dictate how much you suffer mm-hmm. because it's in pain that you can repurpose. There's purpose in pain. That doesn't mean we should all like just keep looking for pain so I can find purpose. That's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, but also don't push it away. A lot of times we're pushing away
pain.
This painful experiences because we don't want to feel pain, right? Because we're wired for pleasure. Like we're going to run towards pleasure. We're running away from pain, running towards pleasure.
Yeah.
But the truth is, it is in those painful experiences that we're going to have the most growth. Like, you don't really grow when things are going really well.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, it feels amazing.
Yeah. It's
feels really good.
Yeah.
But what really grows you is if you allow yourself to go through the ups and downs of life. You can't just have ups all the time.
Yeah.
You need the ups and the downs. You need the ups and the downs.
Like
and
a roller coaster wouldn't be fun. It would not you want to feel. That's what you want. You want to feel that tingly feeling. Mm-hmm. You go to see a movie, not just so that you could just be like this. You want your nervousness. You want to get scared. You want to cry.
You want the roller coaster.
And that's why you're here. You came here to have this like roller coaster movie of a life. And then we all like, we get really upset when things are tough in the storm, you know, and it's stormy.
But we need that. And so the more you allow yourself to let those lows play out for you and be willing to learn from them, the better you're going to be.
Exactly. You know,
that's bottom line.
Yes.
What we'll do here is show you little different things and share with you information on how you can do that a little bit better and a little bit healthier.
Yes. And this is like a no judgment zone. Like, we don't judge here. We're going to be transparent about, you know, our hiccups and our own slip ups and, you know, really revamping the word, bringing new meaning to words that we've gotten really stuck on that are no longer serving us, like failure, you know, and what we used to see as mistakes.
Yeah,
and
like the whole, like, failure isn't an option.
Yes.
Failure should be an option. Yes. Like, if there's no failure, there's no success.
That's the kind of stuff with wordplay that we're going to be touching on, because there's sentences, there's, I call them incantations. There's these spells that the collective has all agreed on. And we've all been saying these things, and that's one of them. Or the other one is ignorance is bliss. Okay, well, I can understand what they're trying to say, but bliss, my friends, where peace lies, mm-hmm. is intelligence.
And it's awareness. It's
wisdom, awareness. It's self-awareness, self-acceptance, self-accountability, self-responsibility. These self-respect, going back to that, healthy boundaries. Like, we think being at peace is being submissive. No, peace is, there's the opposite of, there's passivity, mm-hmm. and then there's assertiveness. Mm-hmm. Okay, you could be assertive without being aggressive and without right. being violent, without being rude.
Right.
And that's where people were like, well, I just like to speak my truth. And it's like, yeah, but how are you speaking mm-hmm. your truth? Well, if they don't like it, then they could just eat it. And it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, how's that working for you?
The other person.
Yeah, yeah. And like, what are the quality of your relationships like? Mm-hmm. If that's how you are, obviously, you know what I'm saying? So it's time for all of us to help put the word civil back in civilization. And the only way we're going to be civil is if we understand how to communicate, how to actually listen.
Human beings.
Again.
You know, conscious human beings. Like, it's about being in our humanity, you know?
Yes. And our spirituality
at the same time. You know? And so that's what this is about.
Yes.
So what would you say... It's one way that you can bring peace, that you bring peace to your everyday life.
Okay, well, honestly, my harmonica. Because when you're having the blues, you just like sing the blues. You just blow the blues, man. And then it's a great breathing tool. So it helps like my vagus nerve. And it's like, you know, it's just great. So... sound. Mm-hmm. Typically brings all of us, really, like, think about it, when you're kind of and then you put on a good song and they could just take you there, you know, from like droopy to Snoopy. So my harmonica, I cannot stress enough, well, maybe I shouldn't use the word stress, right, emphasize enough, these are very inexpensive. They're like $10, and I've never taken lessons, just play around with it. And that's another thing. It's about just letting loose and letting go.
Yeah, I just got one myself.
Yeah, you did. You did. And then painting. I love painting. Color in general just lights me up.
Playing instruments.
Yes, playing instruments.
You have a drum over there?
Yeah, I got a drum. We have a xylophone. We do some events and classes and gatherings, and usually drumming is a part of
to like express yourself.
Yeah, man. And then again, it goes back to that heartbeat that I was like blabbering about early on. So feel free to chime in. Oh my God, I just got these castanets. I want to get like legit.
Playing, and you know, playing, it's another, like, being in like adult child play, allowing yourself to be more like childlike.
Yeah.
Like, even Jesus said that only children enter the kingdom of heaven.
Exactly.
There's a reason he says that.
Yep.
It's not that we need to be children again.
Yeah.
But we need to have that childlike approach to life and wonder.
Yeah.
To life.
Wonder. And
that's what he's talking about, mm-hmm, there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, playing, like, we do a lot of karaoke. Like,
oh, we sing and dance so much. I have a hula hoop. I have a slinky. I'm actually kind of surprised. I think it's over there right now because I like to have it on hand. It's a de-stressor for me. I'm also like a tactile person.
Mm-hmm.
So even just having Play-Doh and things like that, I also have a lot of like favorite things. Mm-hmm. And like a kid, you know, they're like, oh, I love this so much. And when they see it, it just makes them happy. Yeah. So I put a lot of things that make me happy that feel good in my hands and stuff like that. And this is one of those things. And these are all really inexpensive little mm-hmm. items. This is another piece for me is about restoration and relaxation.
And very so important. Massage.
Yes.
Self-care. Spa.
Tapping. All that stuff. This is $5 at Five Below. And it's great for rubbing it all around. And I rub it on my neck. And it just takes me about a minute to rub it all over my body. And it kind of just gets my chi flowing. So highly recommend this. I never leave home without my peppermint. I mean, these are all little like Paz Mesa, you know, peace box things that I keep close at hand.
So think about that kind of stuff. And like, think about like, what would you do? Like, what brings you a sense of peace that you can already like start incorporating like now? Like tonight, you know what I mean?
Tonight, think about that. What is something that you can, how can you be peace, spread peace,
practice peace? Oh, you were saying like peace? When we're driving and I used to do this. Like
what?
When someone cuts you off.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Like you used to get all pissed off. Maybe you flick them off and you get angry. Like instead, like wave at them.
Or you throw a peace sign. Whether you're saying, hey, thanks. Because you know how sometimes somebody lets you and you're like, hey, thanks. Anytime you want to wave at someone, I even say hi like this now, mm-hmm. but is to throw a piece, or if you normally want in his, like he was saying, if it's one of those moments where you're like, instead breathe and then,
smile.
Hey, smile and throw the little, you know, peace out, man.
Because the truth is, you know, most people, like, especially when they cut you off in traffic, they're not thinking about you.
No.
Like they have no idea who you are. So the fact that you're taking it personal and you're getting upset, like as if they did that to you.
Right.
Seriously, really? Like they did that to you?
Yes.
They don't even know you were there.
They were not paying attention.
No.
That's one of the things I always tell people, consider this and then we'll like wrap it up. When you go, what percentage of people do you think are just self-absorbed and or in their own world right now, like out on the streets? Just guess whatever that percentage is for you. Okay. Now, most people, when I ask them this question, it's always super high. It's always somewhere around like 80% or something like that. Okay. So if that is data, right, that's accurate information you're thinking, oh, that's about, then when you get on the road, you have to get on the road assuming that 80%, you have to get in knowing that these people are going to be like that. So for somebody to cut you off, that would be a thing that is going to occur because they're not paying attention. So that's why you should just, when you learn to let that stuff go, it helps you have peace and patience in mm-hmm. those other moments, because this is where you flex the muscles. Life itself is a meditation. That was another thing I wanted to touch on. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can like put a pin in it and the next time talk about when people think of meditation, they literally think like, you know, like full blown, which that is one form. But when you give gratitude, that could be, because some people are like, I'm so bad at meditation. I suck at meditation.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, all you're really doing is when you do gratitude, you know, kinds of things, that's you bringing attention to something.
You're narrowing your focus.
You're narrowing your mm-hmm. focus. Exactly.
Now, there's many forms of meditation. There's walking meditation. There's like what she said, gratitude.
Yeah.
There's guided meditation. Yes. There's all kinds of meditation.
Yeah.
And you should be, like my meditation teacher told me once, you should be meditating every moment of the day.
Right, because that's...
At every moment of the day. However, there is a way to get there, which like she's saying, we do, if you sit there in silence, that's one of the fastest way that you're going to break through. That's not the only one, but that's one of the fastest and most efficient way for you to get to the state that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But there's many forms of meditation. There's like narrating your you could be driving and narrating your current experience. You could be eating food and narrating in your mind what that feels like in your mouth. That's like mindful eating.
Yes, mindful eating.
So there's different things that you can do that are meditative.
Yeah.
That is not just sitting there in silence. However, that's going to be the harder one and where you're going to have the most breakthrough. Just keep that in mind.
Right. And that's why all these other practices that you do will give you the inner fibers that you need and the brain wiring that you need to help you more in that space get to, for real, quietness and stillness. And that's why people stay away sometimes from meditation, because they can't get the monkey mind to stop. And that's the point, is to just get the body to be still, and that is going to occur.
Yeah, you let it all happen.
Yeah.
Just let the mind do its thing
and you just breathe. Observe. You just breathe and just notice. That's the difference. That's normally you are the thoughts. So meditation in this moment before we get it all quiet and cleared and now it's just nothing, okay? It's just you are now the witness of the thoughts. You do that enough times, you become the witness of your thoughts all the time. You never stop being the witness of thyself. And then you can be an observer, an objective observer, and not always be triggered by every little thing. It's amazing, but it's a practice.
And it's a process.
And it's never ending. It's a quest.
It's called a practice because you're going to be practicing for the rest of your life.
Yes, peace quest. So this right here, this is like the peace bullseye, okay? You want a masterpiece. You are a masterpiece. You are his masterpiece, a piece of the master here. It's a masterpiece.
So yeah, so again, peace. What is peace again?
Peace is patience, equanimity, acceptance, compassion and equality.
And in the next episodes, we're going to talk about the first P, which is patience.
Patience. We talked, we touched on it just
a little bit
today. Yes, yes. Yeah, so we're super excited about this adventure and this endeavor and looking forward to providing pieces of peace that you could use
in your everyday life.
In your everyday life. Peace be in
you. Peace be in you.
Paz Mesa Playhouse is a Rise Above TV production. To be a part of the mindfulness movement, visit riseabovetv.com and subscribe to our YouTube and podcast channel. Be sure to like and follow us on social media.